present. Let me stress to you, this movement has no spokesperson. Everyone here is a spokesperson. Everyone here has a story to tell. There are people here who have no health insurance. And then they go away and have a meeting in the basement of the Unitarian Church. God bless the Unitarians, by the way. Those in charge in this country and the media arm of Wall Street and corporate America were not prepared for this to be happening in hundreds of cities across this country. No organization, no dues to pay, it's happened organically, from the grassroots, the true grassroots, and in my lifetime, I have never seen a movement like this take hold this fast.
Tuesday and Wednesday night, not being here and watching from afar what took place here was really horrifying to see this in this country. It made the rest of the people in the United States aware of something that maybe many of you have been aware of for the last decade. And that is the militarization of our local police departments. The Congress is not allowed to tell the public how much is spent on Homeland Security. But these local police departments all across the country over the last 10 years have sucked up literally billions of dollars to buy sophisticated equipment, to buy armaments that you use in a war zone, to buy tanks, to set up spying systems. Yes, we paid for this. And to prepare for what they believe is the inevitable, which is the people, sooner or later, aren't going to take it any longer. Somebody asked me, coming in here, who organized this? I know you think we the people organized it, right? Where's Wells Fargo? I just passed it on the street. If you want to know who organized this, they organized it. The people on Wall Street organized this. Bank of America organized this. ExxonMobil, BP organized this. They did more by simply putting their boot on the necks of millions of Americans. And like any human being, how long can you keep a boot on your neck?
He said it's Oakland style. We're doing this Oakland style. Everybody here represents a few thousand more, or a few 10,000 more. Everybody here. That's how large this is. That's why it can't be stopped. Too many people have been thrown out of their homes. Too many people have had their schools decimated to where their kids aren't getting a proper education. We now live in a country with 40 million adults who are functional illiterates. How did that happen? It benefits those in charge to have an ignorant population, to have a population with 40 million people in it that cannot read and write above a fourth grade level. Who benefits from that? It's like they've set up the schools now to make sure that you can operate the cash register at McDonald's and you know how to greet someone in a sentence with a noun and a verb in it as they come into Walmart. Let me tell you who does know that the people of this country have had it and that there's a very progressive thread and vein going through this country right now. That's the other side. Wall Street, corporate America, the right wing, they know. They know this is a liberal country. All you have to do is turn on talk radio or Fox News. They're so angry. They're so angry, aren't they? Let me ask you this. If this was a conservative right-wing country, wouldn't, if you turned on Fox News every night, wouldn't they just be, yippity-doo-dah, yippity-dee. They're not that way, are they? They're like, rah. Every night it's rah. There's a reason why they want to suppress the vote next year. There's a reason why they're passing laws throughout the country to make it harder for poor people, for senior citizens, for people of color to vote. There's a reason they're doing that. What's the reason?
They're scared.
They know. No, it's very simple. They can do math. They know they're in the minority. They know they're in the minority. Otherwise, really, why would you want to suppress the vote if you thought America agreed with you? You wouldn't do that, would you? No, if you believed America was with you, you'd be setting up voting booths in every aisle of every Walmart all across the country. That's not what they're doing. To tell you, especially those of you who have been camping out here, thank you for doing that. You are better men and women than I am. Give me another year without the red meat. Wait, we've got our second soundbite. But watching the other night, Scott Olson.
Hey, sit down.
It is absolutely criminal that this young man was willing to go and risk his life
move back.
In a war that he, once over there, didn't agree with.
Move back.
That he would risk his life like this. And the only place he had to worry about was here in his own country, in Oakland, California. I think, one thing we can do for the media who are here is to let them know that we are all Scott Olson. We are all with Scott Olson, and we are all Scott Olson. We will not tolerate our fellow citizens being treated that way by the people that we fund with our tax dollars. I don't pay people to take a gun or a tear gas gun and point it at me and hit me in the head with their ammunition or their tear gas canister. They It would be as crazy as me coming up to you right now and saying to you, oh, by the way, would you just punch me in the face?
I understand.
Why would I do that?
Is, she's finishing up her press conference. And I am going to try and see if I can talk to her. You know, I saw her.
Can I speak to Jean Kahn?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that when she came yesterday to talk, that she didn't wait to speak at the General Assembly, because I think they. Well, there's a process. We're not in a General Assembly right now, but there's a process at the General Assembly where you sign up to speak, and we're all equals. And so, you know, I've been in New York, so I've been in Occupy Wall Street, and if I'm number 17 to speak, I'm number 17 to speak, and it doesn't matter if I'm Michael Moore or Michael Schmo, you know, and it's the spirit, that's why this movement is built, because it is a movement of equals. Everybody has something to give to this. We're all in this together. We're going to sink or swim together. That's our choice right now. When I was there last night, somebody asked one of the people in the media tent, what are the goals? What are you trying to accomplish? And he said, well, he said, our mission is in our name, Occupy Wall Street. And then he said, period. And I thought about that for a second. Occupy Wall Street, period. In other words, it isn't just about these encampments. It's that we're not stopping until we, the people, occupy our economy that runs this country. This is our economy. It's our country. We're the ones that have a say. And when somebody says to me, well, you know, what's the goal? What's the end game? And I say, well, let me tell you something, first of all. We've already had a number of victories in our first 6 weeks. And let's acknowledge those victories. All right? Number one, we have killed despair across the country. The despair that people are feeling. That despair is dissipating right now. This movement has killed apathy. People have got up off the sofa. They've turned off Dancing with the Stars. And they're out in the street. This is victory. Here's something very important we've done. 6 weeks ago, what was all the media talking about? All the politicians in Washington, all the pundits. What was the national discussion that we weren't part of that they determined? What were they talking about? The debt ceiling. The debt ceiling. The deficit. We've got to reduce the deficit. We've got to reduce the deficit. Over and over and over all summer long. The debt ceiling, the deficit, the debt ceiling, the deficit. Can I ask you honestly? When's the last time in the last few weeks you heard them talking about the debt ceiling? Or the deficit? This movement has shut down that bullshit discussion. That is a huge victory. You have altered the national discussion. You have altered it. This is what people are talking about in every town and city and village across America. Occupy Oakland. Occupy New York. Occupy San Francisco. Occupy Grass Valley. Occupy Walnut Creek. Occupy Flint, Michigan. Occupy everywhere. This is a discussion we're going to have. And we're not saying the discussion. Conclusion.
In conclusion,
move your cane.
I am.
Figured you'd hear that one.
Did you just yell at a disabled guy to move his cane? They told me there were plans here from the police. Plain clothes. Plain clothes, officer. Let me just remind you: when you yell to out at a disabled person, put down the cane. We know who you are. Because, police officers, you're part of the 99% too. They'll be coming after you. They'll be coming after you and your home and your health care and your children. There's a number of towns across this country. There's a number of towns across this country that are behaving differently than Oakland. There are police departments and police unions. Hang on.
Well, everybody knows.
There are police departments and police unions across the country supporting the Occupy movements in their towns. Albany, New York, a beautiful example. The governor told them to remove the people, and the police said, we don't consider that part of police work. Even in Oakland, it's still America, Oakland PD. It's a free country. You can join us. You can join us. You don't have to join them. You don't have to be here defending Wells Fargo and Bank of America and BP and everybody else. You can stand up for yourselves and everybody else.
Police, just like it's good and bad people.
Please keep this alive here. We are stronger than any rubber bullet or beanbag or tear gas canister. There's too many of us. And what are they defending in the first place? A broken system and a country that has benefited the few at the expense of the many. The time for that to end is right now. And when the history of this... When the history... You know how sad it is? He says, we're from Oakland, we're used to that. You shouldn't be used to it. You know, if you lived in any other of the West, the democracies, the one to the north of us, you know, you would never say a statement like that. Oh, we're used to that. You know, other people in other countries that decide to organize themselves differently, we can do that too. And don't worry, for those of you who aren't quite sure, who may just have stopped by to see this today, and you're wondering, yeah, but where's this going, or I need to know more, I got to figure this out. Don't approach this like other movements from the past. Don't approach it like a term paper. This, just join in, because the group itself, something will come out of this, and it will be good. It will be good and generous to each other. So everybody's got to come into this on some level. So we can make this happen. So I just, the thing I wanted to say before the sound effects truck was that when the history of this movement is written, about these first few weeks, where, no, it's not going to fail.
Too big to fail.
What? What film?
Your film.
Too big to fail.
Oh, our film, yes. Yeah. Are you making a film?
You are.
No, I'm not making, no. As a citizen. By the way, haven't I made those films?
Yes!
I'll tell you what I'm happy about, and I have been a bit giddy and
and overjoyed these last few weeks because at the end of my last film, I was pretty dejected. If you did happen to see it, and I didn't. And I said at the end of the film, as I was wrapping the crime scene tape around the New York Stock Exchange, I didn't know if I could keep doing this. I don't know if I want to make another film because I keep making these films and it's, you know, you just wonder when's this going to happen, when's it going to happen. And I said at the end of the film, let me know, audience or people, when you want to do something, I'll do it with you. It's a little rough being the poster boy on Rush Limbaugh or Fox News every day. And they can get away with it when it's just a Michael Moore and Naomi Klein or an even number of other great people that have been busy on this issue for many years. But when there are a million Naomi Kleins or 10 million Michael Moores, they won't know what the F to do. Right now. So, when the history of this movement is written, this week in Oakland, California, will go down as a watershed moment. People across America were disgusted by what they saw here. When average Americans trying to stand up and peacefully assemble to be brutally savaged and attacked by the police department that they pay for. Let me tell you, the footage, you're here, okay? You're here. We're out there. We've been watching. Millions have watched it, and millions have been inspired by you, because the next night, you didn't go away. No. You came back.
Yeah.
Going into some fun now.